Hare Krishna. The first 12 chapters of the Adi Lila are basically a prelude to the entire text of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the very beginning, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has chanted 17 verses. And of these, the first, actually they're all together called the Mangalacharana verses, the verses that invoke auspiciousness. It is a tradition in Vedic culture that whenever any activity is begun, one chants some verses to invoke auspiciousness. And this is particularly so when one begins a lecture or begins writing a book or some other literary composition and so on. So of the 17 verses, the first 14 verses are verses in which he glorifies the Lord in his various forms. And then the next 3 verses are glorification of the 3 principal deities of Vrindavan. So as far as the first 14 verses are concerned, the first 6 verses, as Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned in the previous verse, he speaks about the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And these 6 verses have been discussed elaborately by Srila Kaviraj Goswami in the first 4 chapters of the Adi Lila. And now, beginning with this chapter, or rather in this chapter, he will discuss the glories of Lord Balaram. The first 6 of the Mangalacharan verses concerned Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the next 5 concern Nityananda Prabhu. And these 5 verses glorifying Nityananda Prabhu will be discussed in this 5th chapter. The next 2 verses of the Mangalacharan discuss the glories of Advaita Acharya, and they will be discussed in the next chapter. And finally, 1 verse glorified the Panchatattva, and that will also be discussed in subsequent chapters. So the topic in this chapter is Lord Nityananda. And we have concluded this verse by introducing the idea of Balaram, somewhat appropriate because Balaram Jayanti is approaching and we will have this festival in just a few days. So it is appropriate that the glories of Balaram will begin to be discussed now. In this verse, Kaviraj Goswami first of all explains the supreme position of Sri Krishna. Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. That Krishna is the origin of all the avatars, and he is Swayam Bhagavan, or the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his Dvitiya Deha, or his second form, or his first expansion, is Lord Balaram. Now, the theology of Vaishnavism, especially Gaudiya Vaishnavism, is so elaborate because there is not only the principle of the original Lord, but the principle of his expansions into so many unlimited forms. This is a concept you hardly see anywhere else. Unless one really understands this well, there is a possibility of mistaking it for pantheism or the philosophy of many gods. There is many forms of that one Supreme Lord, but he is still one. So this idea of God expanding himself into unlimited gods with capital G is something very wonderful, striking. And Prabhupada explains here in the purport that there are 2 kinds of expansions. One are the Svansha expansions. Ansha means part. Sva means self. So Svansha means his personal expansions. And this refers to all the Vishnu Tattva, or those expansions of God who are directly God. And the other type of expansions are the Vibhinnaṃsha, separated parts and parcels. And that refers to us living entities. So we are also expansions of the Lord, but infinitesimally small expansions. And therefore we are not in the category of God. We are in the category of God apostrophe S. That is, we are God's. We are God's energy, the energies of God. But we are not God, even though we are expansions of God. So having understood this broad classification of Svangsha and Vibhinnaṃsha, we also need to understand, at least to some degree, that this Svangsha, the Lord's expansions into other forms of Godhead, are also very elaborate and very intricate and very wonderful at the same time. How this one Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself into so many forms, and each of these forms is also equally God. A rough example could be, let's say, a sound recording or a video recording. When some event is going on and you record the audio or the video of that, and you have your original master copy of the recording, and then you can take many, many other copies of the same master copy. So in one sense, each of these copies that are taken from the master copy are also as good as the original. You're not going to see anything different. At the same time, there is some subtle difference of quality. Therefore, really good recorders, they want the original master copy, even though the copies made from that master copy are also equally good. But some very fine differences do exist. So in the same way, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. From him, many, many expansions of God, of himself, come about. And each of these are equally potent. Deeparchireva hidashantaramabhyupetya deepayate vivritahetu samana dharma yastadrigeva hichavishnutaya vibhati govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Brahma explains this one principle of the original candle lighting so many other candles. Just as Deepa Archihi, the flame of one candle, can expand to other candles and light them up, and each of these other candles will burn with the same illumination or the intensity of light as the original candle, Samana Dharma, they will be equal to the original candle. Similarly, when the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Govindam Adi Purusham, who is the original candle, expands himself, all these other forms of God are also equally potent as that original person, Sri Krishna. But nevertheless, there is a distinction between the original candle and the other candles. Likewise, there is a distinction also between Krishna, the original God, and all the others who are also God. So therefore, Krishna is referred to as not just Bhagavan, which means God, but as Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam means original or the self. And all the others are Bhagavan, but not Swayam Bhagavan. So very fine, subtle distinctions are made. Srila Jiva Goswami has said that there is one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam which is considered to be the most important verse. Does anyone know which verse that is? Correct, very nice. Ete chansa kalaha punsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. It talks about the various incarnations of Krishna and establishes Krishna of Vrindavan as the Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now actually, this verse appears in the third chapter of the first canto. And prior to this, Suta Goswami has described the different incarnations, about 25 incarnations of the Lord. But Suta Goswami was apprehensive, Kaviraj Goswami says, that all these incarnations have been mentioned, but Krishna's special position has not been highlighted. So he goes on, therefore, to enumerate some characteristics of each of these incarnations of the Lord. And then he speaks this verse, Ete Chansakala Punsa. The word Ete means these. What does it refer to as these? These means all these incarnations that we have just talked about before, these 25. So all these, now that is the subject. And there's something called the predicate, for those of you who are students of grammar, right? Subject, object, predicate. Now you can remember all your high school grammar. So, ete, these incarnations, that's the subject. What about them? They are ansha kala punsaha. They are either expansions or they are the expansions of the expansions of the Lord. And that's the predicate, because you are describing what the subject is like. You're describing what these avatars are like. So these incarnations are the expansions or the expansions of the expansions of the Lord. But the word tu is used. Tu means but. So, and Krishna is included in that list of incarnations, right? The 25. So therefore now, Suta Goswami is making that distinction. He says all these incarnations are expansions or expansions of the Lord, but, now you expect some change of track here when you say but. I'll return your money to you, but then you know, oh, there's something wrong now. I've borrowed some money from you and I promise you I will return it, but then you know something is coming up. So he says all these incarnations are expansions or expansions of the Lord, but Krishna. What about Krishna? Now Krishna is a subject. And what is a predicate? What describes a subject? Swayam Bhagavan. So Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. So all these others are incarnations, they are expansions, but Krishna is not an expansion. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we may say, all the citizens, here are all the citizens of the kingdom, but here is the king. The king is also part of that kingdom. But he's a special person. He's the first citizen of that kingdom. So even though the king is part of that group, but he's something special. So you point him out separately by saying, here come the citizens, but here is the king. One time, when Srila Prabhupada was at the airport, he was about to depart to another place, and lots of devotees had gathered there to see him off. And it was a huge crowd, and it was causing confusion. So the airport authorities must have objected. So one devotee took the initiative to make everything very orderly. So he stood up and he said, "Now all devotees, please come on this side. And Srila Prabhupada will sit on this side." So then Prabhupada smiled and he said, "So, I'm not a devotee?" Because he had said, all devotees on this side and Prabhupada on this side. So then he said, no, Prabhupada, you're the pure devotee. You're a special devotee. So all devotees should come on this side, but Prabhupada will come on this side. Like that, all these incarnations are expansions or expansions of the expansions, but Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is avatari. He is not avatar. Avatari is a source of the avatars. Why then is Krishna included in the list of 25 incarnations? Because, in a general sense, he is also an avatar, because avatarati iti avataraha, one who descends into this world is avatar. That is the meaning of the word avatar, one who descends. So because Krishna descends from the spiritual world into the material world, he is called avatar. But ontologically, he is actually the origin of all the avatars. Therefore, he is called avatari, and in this verse, he is called Sarva Avatari Swayam Bhagavan. So Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Govinda, Adipurusham, he is the Swayam Bhagavan and the source of everything and everyone. So having established this, now Kaviraj Goswami wants to point out who Balaram is. Balaram is the first expansion of Krishna. In the first chapter of the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has also pointed out that the personal or Krishna in his personal form manifests in two different types of categories, two primary categories. They are called Prakash Vigraha and Vilasa Vigraha. Vigraha means form. So Krishna's original form can also manifest itself in two different categories. Prakash means a personal manifestation, and Vilas means a pastime form of the Lord. So there is a distinction between these two, although they are one and the same Supreme Lord. A Prakash expansion of the Lord is an expansion that is identical to the original in every respect. Every small feature or attribute of the Lord is there in the Prakash form. He looks identical, he behaves identically. And Kaviraj Goswami gives two examples for the Prakash Vigrahas. One is when Krishna was in Vrindavan performing the Rasa Leela dance. And he situated himself between every two gopis. So each gopi had two Krishnas, one on this side, one on the other side. So every gopi was with Krishna. And there were a large number of gopis. So you can imagine the number of Krishnas. And each gopi, by the power of Krishna's Leela potency, thought that Krishna is only with me. Now every Krishna who was present there, and there were then many, many Krishnas, they all were identical in the sense that they looked exactly the same. They may have danced in different poses differently, but in form and attribute, they were identical to that one Krishna who expanded. So this is an example of a Prakash Vigraha. Another example that Kaviraj Goswami gives is in Dwarka. Krishna married 16,108 queens. And for each of them, he built a separate palace. And not only that, he lived in each of these 16,108 palaces simultaneously. At the same time, he was living with each of his queens. And that is not possible for anyone else. Kaviraj Goswami mentions that there are some yogis, like Saubhara Muni, for example, who can expand themselves into 8 forms. But not more than that. Perhaps 9. Some places it is mentioned 9, some places 8. But 8 or 9 forms is the most. Kardama Muni also expanded himself into 9 forms. And each of these forms is of course identical to the original, but they also act exactly the same way. When Narad Muni came to Dwarka to see the opulence of Krishna, he was astonished beyond measure to see how Krishna had expanded himself into all these 16,108 forms at the same time. Narad Muni is not really impressed by seeing the expansions of Saubhara Muni or Kardama Muni. And in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada says the reason for this. He says because Narada himself knows the trick. He also knows how to expand into eight parts. So it's not a big deal for him when he sees Saubhari Muni or Kardama Muni expanding into eight or nine parts. But when he came to Dwarka and he saw Krishna's 16,108 forms at the same time in each place doing different activities, that was a big deal. That was something that astonished him. And he went to each of these palaces. And he saw in one place Krishna was playing with his children. In another place he was playing chess with his queen. In another palace he was giving charity to the brahmanas. In yet another palace he was performing the fire sacrifices with his queen and the brahmanas sitting next to him. In each of the palaces Krishna was engaged in a uniquely different activity. Although Krishna looked the same, the same features, everything was identical, but the activities were different. So this is the Prakash Vigraha. And then there is the Vilasa Vigraha. Vilasa Vigraha means the forms also for his pastimes that Krishna takes, but these forms are slightly different in form and feature. And the first of these Vilas Vigrahas, or these pastime expansions of Krishna, is Balaram. And as we will see in the subsequent verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita after this one, that actually there is no difference between Balaram and Krishna, save and except that Krishna is dark complexioned and Balaram is fair and white complexioned. So there is that difference. One is dark, the other is fair. But the Prakash Vigrahas are not like that. Every one of the Prakash Vigrahas is dark. But Balaram, the difference begins here. He is white, Krishna is dark. And then the other forms of the Vilasa Vigrahas, Kaviraj Goswami mentions, are first of all Narayan, who comes from Balaram or Baladev. And then from Narayan comes the Chaturvyuha, Aniruddha, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Vasudev. So then these are all the Vilasa Vigrahas, and they are present all over Vaikuntha. Because the Lord is present in his four-armed form. And according to the location of the different paraphernalia, he is named differently as Janardhan, Vamana, and so on and so forth. So these Vilas Vigrahas are also directly the Supreme Lord. They are Bhagavan or God. But because they slightly differ in appearance, they are classified separately. So Balaram is the first of these Vilasa Vigrahas. So like this, there is a very, very elaborate explanation of the different types of expansions. And it is worth studying, although it does get very complicated. And when you try to read the teachings of Lord Chaitanya or the Chaitanya Charitamrita and try to figure out the whole network of how these expansions take place, it can be a little difficult to understand, sometimes even bewildering. But that is what the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. When he wants to accomplish a purpose, all he has to do is to think. Desire, that's all. And all his purposes are achieved. When Krishna wants to be at different places at the same time, all he has to do is desire and expand himself. Now how much many of the people here must be wishing we could do the same thing. We want to stay at home and enjoy, or we want to be in the temple and participate, but we have to go to the office or go to our business. If only we could just expand. One part goes to the office and business and the other part remains at home and enjoys. But we can't do that. And this is what it means to be God. We can unlimitedly expand. Everything about Krishna is unlimited. His expansions are unlimited, and each of these expansions themselves are also unlimited in potency. And yet, there is that fine difference. Just as there is a difference between that original master recording and all the copies that come out of that master, that subtle difference. And this is the difference between Swayam Bhagavan Krishna and all the other forms of the Lord, who are the Vilasa Vigrahas. So Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has enumerated 64 qualities that the Supreme Lord has in the Bhagavan category. And these are in perfection. But the Swayam Bhagavan category, that is Krishna, is the only one who has four qualities which don't exist in the others. So the Bhagavan category has 60 in perfection, in completion, completeness, and Swayam Bhagavan Krishna has these other four. And these other four qualities do not exist in even Narayan. So which are these four qualities? Anyone remembers? Yes. Which are these four qualities? Leela Madhuri. He performs very sweet pastimes with his devotees. Does it mean that Lord Narayan doesn't have sweet pastimes with his devotees? No, he does. But the sweetness of Krishna's pastime with his devotees is unparalleled, incomparable. And especially, there are certain pastimes which Narayan doesn't perform. For example, the childhood pastimes of Krishna. You don't hear of Narayan as a child. So Krishna performs these loving pastimes, Leela Madhuri. What else? Rupa Madhuri. His form is Rupa, is exquisitely beautiful. Does it mean that the other forms of Godhead are not beautiful? They are. But Kaviraj Goswami says that the beauty that is in Krishna, the original form in Vrindavan, is exquisite. It is adbhuta or extraordinary, unparalleled. The other forms of the Lord cannot be as beautiful. So this is Rupa Madhuri. Then the third one, Venu Madhuri. He plays the flute. No one plays the flute like him. Actually, in Vrindavan, all the cowherd boys who go along with Krishna also have flutes. Balaram also plays the flute. But no one can play the flute like Krishna. And what's the fourth one? Yes? Yeah? Surrounded by loving devotees. Yes. But what's it called? Prema Madhuri. Yes? Because he's surrounded by these loving devotees with whom he performs extraordinary pastimes, like the gopis. So in this way, this is the distinction between Swayam Bhagavan and Bhagavan. So even though the Bhagavan category has all the qualities, 60 in completion, in perfection, but Swayam Bhagavan has them in even more perfection. Now you see, our material experience and logic breaks down at the level of, even our grammar actually breaks down at the level of the personality of Godhead. Grammatically, it is incomplete to say, it is improper to say something is more complete. Complete means it's complete. But here you have the conception of not just Purna or complete, but you have Purna Tara, more complete, and Purna Tama, most complete. So God, all forms of God are Purna, they are complete. And especially in Dwarka, Mathura, they are more complete. And in Vrindavan, Krishna's form is most complete. All these are existing on the level of perfection, but nevertheless there are gradations. So this is Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. And his first Vilas Vigraha is Balaram. And in the subsequent verses, we are going to hear a lot more about Balaram. So we'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments?